There are tales of locusts that consume the entire crop, and a blizzard so bad that a man had to hunker down in a cave and survive on Christmas candy. They are actually real-life stories that happened here. Meet the girl who shared them with us on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They have farm certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Laura Ingalls Wilder spent some of her growing up years in Walnut Grove, Minnesota. As noted in her books, pioneer life had many challenges.
Millions of grasshoppers or locusts came and just destroyed everything in their path. Everything. So then they would lay their eggs, and the next spring, the next batch came and wrecked it again.
Stacy Ulfords at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, says another notable event occurred one winter here.
Charles went to town for something, and he came back, and it was a snowstorm, so he couldn't find his way to their dugout. So he ended up in a little like cave thing a few days. And then when he got out, he realized he wasn't really that far from their place, but you can't see in the blizzard. So he lived on their Christmas candy. That's how he survived.
The museum here is comprised of 9 buildings that are either from that time or depict the years Laura lived here.
The master's store and hall, that is a building that Charles helped to build.
Plus, there are items related to Little House on the Prairie.
You have a room dedicated to the TV show and different memorabilia from the show, like the mantle and the fiddle that Michael Landon played is there.
While the Little House books were written decades ago, the interest remains.
It's kind of amazing how many people come in from all over the world. People older than me and little kids, and we love the books. They're timeless.
And you can experience some of the story, too, here at this town and museum. Traveling the countryside in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.